the Philippines, we had a year-long lockdown because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we can't go out, so we created this online legal advice for human rights violation victims on the community quarantine. But now it evolved to an access to justice platform. And when I met Ovino in Den Haag in the Netherlands, we were there actually as the only Southeast Asian finalist in the Access to Justice category of the World Justice Challenge 2022 last year. So as of now, we already have around 35,000 clients and gave around 60,000 legal consultations online in the span of almost 3 years.
Welcome to a special episode series of Pretty Good Podcast, recorded live at the Digital Rights Asia Pacific Assembly in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Engage Media is here with hundreds of changemakers from a broad range of sectors who have come together to build knowledge, collaborations, and momentum on digital rights in the Asia Pacific.
In this series, we are featuring a number of GRAPAC 23 participants working across pressing digital rights issues.
I'm Vino from Engage Media. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Pretty Good Podcast Live. This is your host for this episode. My name is Vino Lucero, Engage Media's Digital Rights Project Manager for Asia Pacific. And I have here with me one of our closest collaborators in the Philippines from an organization that we really look up to within the digital rights space in the Philippines. We have John Morado from Ideals Incorporated. Hi, welcome.
Hello. Hi, good day to everyone.
Yeah. How's GRAPAC 23 for you so far?
So far, it's great. I've met a lot of interesting people, some of whom I'll be meeting in Manila next week for a collaboration. So it's really great for me. And the learning opportunity as well.
How do you like the food?
Oh, the food is great, especially the coffee. I love it. I had like 3-4 cups yesterday. So yeah.
That's really nice for you. I don't drink coffee, but I'm happy that you enjoy it. Okay, so I guess a lot of our viewers may have heard about Ideals, but they might not know as to the extent of the work that you do around the digital rights space. Maybe you can tell us more about it.
All right, so Ideals is a human rights organization. We specialize on giving legal advice and access to justice to the marginalized and vulnerable groups in the Philippines. So my team specifically is an online legal advice team. It's called Tisha's Tisha or Tisha for Justice.
I want to talk more about Tisha's Tisha later, but I wonder, it's kind of rare to encounter an organization that does work in the intersection of digital rights and providing legal assistance. I wonder, in the context of Philippines, given that we experience a lot of digital attacks, there's a lot of efforts to malign human rights defenders, those in the media, take for example. I wonder, how much interest do you get when it comes to the work that you do from the side of civil society and also from the side of donors, I guess.
Oh, yeah. For the civil society, I think the human rights circle in the Philippines is quite small. So we have a lot of collaborations with other organizations. And for the digital rights aspect, we also help out some organizations, for example, journalists who are under attack on false charges of libel or cyber libel, for example. But we, as an organization, we also sometimes encounter red tagging in the Philippines as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Yeah, maybe you can tell us more of that, because you know that is quite a common experience for us in the Philippines. We do the work to defend the defenders, but then at the same time, given that there some people or some groups get wind of the efforts that we're doing to defend the defenders, we end up on the receiving side of their attacks. So, what kinds of attacks have you been receiving?
It's not like major ones. It's just that sometimes it's very hard to explain access to justice to online users, for example, who are not very much exposed to what we do. So we just give legal advice and do fact checking as well. But sometimes it does not sit well with others. So just attacks on that maybe.
Okay, so you mentioned earlier, and actually when I met you first at The Hague in the Netherlands, there was this initiative called Tisha Justicia. So in English, it translates to Tisha Justice.
Yes.
Yes. So maybe you can tell us more about this effort and what have you done in line with this initiative so far?
Okay, so Tisha Justicia was created around 2020 because of the lockdown. In the Philippines, we had a year-long lockdown actually because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And we can't go out, so we created this online legal advice platform supposedly for human rights victims, human rights violation victims on the community quarantine. But it evolved to like an access to justice platform. And when I met Vino in Den Haag in the Netherlands, we were there actually as the only Southeast Asian finalist in the Access to Justice category of the World Justice Challenge 2022 last year. So as of now, we already have around 35,000 clients and gave like around 60,000 legal consultations online in the span of almost 3 years.
Okay, sorry. Quick question. Is it pronounced Den Haag or am I pronouncing it wrong the whole time?
The Dutch said it's Den Haag, but maybe it's more like Den Haag. But I can't do it, you know, the G.
Okay, I apologize for the people of that city. I'll learn the proper pronunciation in the future. But okay, so since you were included in the finalists of the of that competition, what has been the progress for Tisha Justicia so far?
It opened up a lot of doors. Most importantly, it created a kind of legitimacy. Because online is very hard to establish yourself, right? Because there are a lot of online platforms, especially in what we do. They give their trust to us as lawyers. So now that we won the World Justice Challenge, or not really won, sorry, just the finalist.
Still a big deal, I think.
Yeah, now that we were a finalist in the World Justice Challenge last year, it created like a certain kind of trust among other organizations and our clients as well.
That's really great. When it comes to next steps, how do you see yourself, how do you see Tisha Justicia moving forward, since there's really demand, we know it, right? But when it comes to scale, how do you plan to scale it?
We plan to like actually help out other organizations who would like to learn from our experience. So Tisha Justicia is very much scalable actually, no? Not just for the legal field, but for example, you have psychosocial services. You can employ our model to help you establish your own online psychosocial services, for example. So it's scalable that way, and we are actually looking for partner organizations who would want our sort of expertise in that sense.
Okay, that's really great. So I guess my one of my last few questions, we are in this digital rights space that comes from 20 countries for DREPAC 23. So I wonder, for those that are going to watch this, how can, and they might come from different parts of Asia Pacific, right? How can they collaborate with Tisha Justicia and Ideals, given your efforts, not just in the Philippines, but maybe scaling it in a more regional
front? We are open to partnerships with, for example, organizations from other countries who would want to first establish an online legal advice platform, for example, or a model similar to us, and we are also doing human rights work, not just in the Philippines, but in other countries. So we're very open for collaborations such as, for example, research and the like.
Okay, that's really great. And I guess, how can they reach out to Tisha Justicia Initiative and Ideals?
Yeah, we're very active on Facebook. It's just search Tisha Justicia and the orange one with 51 followers, that's us. You can also search Ideals. In any search engine, you're gonna see our website, ideals.org. So you can just message the number indicated.
Okay, that's perfect. And any other initiative that you wanna highlight related to the intersection of providing legal advice and digital rights that maybe our audience or our viewers might have some interest in?
For the digital rights aspect, we're kind of like the new kids in the block. Our Tisha Justicia is our only intervention as of now. But if they want to collaborate, we're very much open about it.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much, Rhonda, for joining us in this episode. And that has been another episode of Pretty Good Podcast Live. For more episodes of Pretty Good Podcast Live, you may check out engagemedia.org/podcast. You can also go to cinemata.org to watch previous and soon-to-come episodes of Pretty Good Podcast Live. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.